Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Ryan, Austin Price. Tuesday afternoon. You ready for bands on the beach tonight, Austin? Not that we could make it over there at 7 o'clock.
I'm ready to cheer on from afar. Yeah.
But absolutely, bands on the beach. Weather's looking great. Austin will be talking about that. We'll also be talking about maybe you tried to access City Hall this afternoon. Chances are that didn't happen. I'll let you know what's going on that's happening down on Main Street that you need to know about. Plus, three important things that are pretty special this afternoon. Here we go.
Number one.
Century residents may see lower property taxes next year. The town council has tentatively approved a $9.2 million budget with a tax cut. Final decisions on the 2025-2026 budget and millage rate will be made at a public meeting scheduled September 22nd at Town Hall.
Number two.
And several fees in Santa Rosa are scheduled to increase. SRC staff presented proposals for adjustments to park fees, boater registration fees, animal services fees, hangar rental fees, and engineering review fees. Commissioners are set to review these options during Thursday's meeting.
Number three.
At the September 4th Escambia board meeting, County Administrator Wes Marino recommended ending the ITL contract over unpaid fuel bills and unauthorized trips. ITL provides public transportation for people with disabilities, by the way. The board has asked Marino to renegotiate the contract before its possible termination scheduled to happen on September 30th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the Pensacola International Airport, hoping to earn the title of Best Small Airport in USA Today's 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards. 20 airports nationwide are up for the award, and the city is hoping our residents will step up and give them a vote. The airport was recognized for its flight offerings, convenience, and amenities. Voting is open until Monday, October 6th, and participants are allowed to vote once per day per device. The top 10 winners will be announced on October 15th.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Listen, if you tried to access City Hall this afternoon, chances are it didn't happen. Large presence of law enforcement is on site right now as an active threat scenario is playing out. By the way, this is only a safety drill. The entire City Hall complex has been closed, off limits to visitors. The exercise is being held to enhance preparedness and strengthen capabilities across the city prior to, during, and following an active threat or terrorism. So if you're thinking about doing some business at City Hall, blow it off till tomorrow. It shut down for the remainder of the afternoon.
All right, and Escambia County deputies have arrested several people in two separate burglary cases over the last few days. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says in one case, deputies responded to a suspected vehicle burglary and didn't find the suspects in the act, but did find them wandering the streets and arrested them after surveillance footage from a Ring doorbell camera was brought to their attention. In the other case, deputies responded to a reported burglary at a tire store, and the suspect led them to a residence where a second suspect was also arrested and merchandise was recovered.
Okay, important meeting tonight. Austin and I have been talking about this for a few days now. Escambia's legislative delegation, Representatives Michelle Saltzman, Alex Andrade, and Senator Don Gates, all scheduled to meet tonight, 6 p.m., less than 2 hours from right now, in the Molino Community Center. The meeting's designed to discuss policy proposals and appropriation requests in advance of the next legislative session, 4:15. Sure is, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on from what I can see. Do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp and on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, but neither of those areas should be a shock to you. We do have an accident reported on Gulf Breeze Parkway near the Oriole Beach area causing backups traveling both east and westbound in that vicinity, so be on the lookout for that. And last major spot is going to be if you are traveling on Highway 87, you just got on there from Navarre Parkway, right as you start to make the big bend passing the Bayside Development. We do have a wave of congestion there, but no confirmation of an accident for you at this time. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 72 tonight. After this evening, it's going to be sunny, mostly clear over the course of the next several days, and we're going to see the highs creeping up as a result. The highest currently sitting at around 92. That's going to be on your Friday.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, okay, Florida's Attorney General is urging a local prosecutor to drop murder charges. This is against a woman who shot and killed a man during a road rage incident, citing the state's self-defense laws. Evan Brown is down in Miami and files this report on News Radio 92.3.
Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says Orlando prosecutor Monique Worrell should drop her murder case against Tina Algeo, who fired her weapon at another driver following a road rage pursuit last year.
Who justifiably engaged in self-defense, who justifiably stood her ground.
But the prosecutor is pushing back. Worrell says the attorney general is politicizing the case. Worrell had previously been suspended from office in 2023 for not prosecuting certain cases, but won re-election last year. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Tampa's Kathy Castor is among Florida's Democrats urging Governor Ron DeSantis to keep school-based vaccine requirements in place. In a letter sent today, Castor and other congressional members warned that eliminating the rules could lead to outbreaks of preventable diseases. The directive from the state would make Florida the first to drop vaccines for illnesses such as chickenpox, with possible expansion to measles and polio. The lawmakers say protecting children's health should be a bipartisan priority, not a political fight.
Jury selection continued today in the trial against Ryan Ruth, the man accused of plotting to shoot then-candidate Donald Trump last year. Dana Marie McNichol is reporting this today from Fort Pierce, Florida.
Another round of prospective jurors are going through questioning after more than a dozen were dismissed. So during yesterday's introduction, Ryan Ruth apologized for the first group of jurors, not for the charges against him, but for the inconvenience of having to serve on his case. Now, the first thing the prosecution said to federal Judge Eileen Cannon this morning is that Ruth should not be apologizing to prospective jurors, implying that he could be looking for, quote, crocodile tears. We got word from producers in the courtroom that Ruth did not apologize this morning. Judge Cannon dismissed 21 prospective jurors yesterday that noted they had personal hardships.
And Florida's Attorney General calling for an investigation into former State Senator Linda Stewart over a Facebook post about ICE activity in Orlando. Stewart shared that immigration agents were at a downtown bus station, which prompted Attorney General James Uthmeyer to accuse her of harassing law enforcement. Stewart says she did nothing wrong and argues the post is protected under the First Amendment, a view echoed by legal experts and civil liberties groups. The state attorney's office says it has not received a criminal case on the matter and that any investigation would need to come from law enforcement.
417, News Radio 92.3. If you're coming across Cross the Three Mile Bridge, look off to your west, toward the port of Pensacola. You'll see this huge yellow vessel currently docked there at the port. It's there temporarily after being brought in due to rough conditions out there in the Gulf. It is the TX-10000, which stands 250 feet tall. It's designed for salvage operations in open waters. Now, Austin, this boat, if you want to call it that, has been here many times. I mean, many, many times. Last time it was in Pensacola, 2019. The reason they're out there in the Gulf, it's a salvage ship, and they're out there working and specializing in decommissioning oil platforms. Captain Johnson from the TX-10000 had this to say about his mission.
We removed the platform from the Gulf of America, and the platform itself either gets refurbished or scrapped, and then the bottom section we turn into a fish habitat. So it'll be reefed as an artificial reef. So we're cleaning up the Gulf and creating a healthy fish habitat at the same time.
There you go. And don't forget, Bands on the Beach returning tonight, 7 o'clock, with Count the Years playing on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage. Bring those beach chairs and blankets. Pets and glass, of course, are not allowed.
Absolutely. All righty. Knocking on the door of 420 here. So on that note, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for 10 bucks? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
There you go. Feel good music for the ride home this afternoon. Good stuff. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, 423. The economy ended last year weaker than first thought, according to revised job figures from the Labor Department. And we're getting some mixed, mixed signals here today. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
An annual revision from the Labor Department finds employers added 911,000 fewer jobs between the end of last year and March. The so-called benchmark revisions take better accounting of new businesses and those that went out of business, reflecting a more accurate picture than the monthly labor reports. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the downward revision proves the economy was a disaster under former President Biden, adding it also shows the Bureau of Labor Statistics is broken and in need of new leadership to restore trust and confidence in the data. President Trump fired the director of the BLS last month, accusing the agency of manipulating employment data. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
424, News Radio 92.3. Yeah, we're watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers along with the market's results.
The major averages closing higher and at record levels after data revealed that employers added 911,000 fewer jobs than originally reported in the year that ended in March of 2025, according to the Labor Department. The jobs data revision is boosting bets for a Fed rate cut at its upcoming policy meeting next week. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, energy and healthcare were the best performers, while industrials lagged. Tech stocks were mixed. However, shares of Google rose 2% for a fresh record close. And Apple stock fell 1% after the tech giant unveiled its new product lineup. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, United Health Group, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, Sherwin-Williams, Home Depot, and Caterpillar. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we actually have several spots that are starting to manifest. Got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on a 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. And at the intersection of 9 Mile Road and Pine Forest Road, that spot always gives us trouble. Last major spot in Pensacola is going to be Davis Highway. If you are traveling eastbound, right as you're about to merge with Scenic Highway in front of the UWF main entrance. And as I said, those spots are just in Pensacola. Outside of that, we still got our usual issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway and on Navarre Parkway in front of Hurlburt Field. And on Highway 90, traveling westbound, passing Blackwater River. If you're traveling westbound, coming over that, heading into downtown Milton. All right, as for your weather, much needed here. 86 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear over the next several days. And as a result, we're going to see the highs tick back up into the 90s.
Okay, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring three tropical waves situated in the northern Atlantic, Gulf, and Caribbean regions. Now, currently, it's just too early to determine any possible impacts of these systems. As of today, the Atlantic Basin showing calm conditions as the peak of the hurricane season approaches tomorrow.
Ooh.
On September 10th, forecasts show that no tropical activity is anticipated in the Gulf of Mexico over the next 7 days. Let's go to 27 here. We'll just run this one by them. Israel says it has launched an airstrike on senior Hamas leadership in Qatar. The IDF says those targets are directly responsible for the October 7th massacre. Trey Yingst has more from Tel Aviv.
We know that Israel today conducted strikes against senior Hamas leadership in the Qatari capital of Doha. I want to pull up this statement by Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said this afternoon, quote, today's action against the top terrorist chieftains of Hamas was a wholly independent Israeli operation. Israel initiated it, Israel conducted it, and Israel takes full responsibility. Black smoke rising from the horizon in Doha this afternoon following those strikes that took place. Initial reports indicate that at least 2 out of 5 of the Hamas leadership there were targeted, including Khalil al-Hayya and Zahir Jabarin. Israeli media reports that the strike itself was carried out with around 15 fighter jets.
All right, and the DEA touting the arrest of over 600 people in connection to an operation against the Sinaloa drug cartel. According to a statement, agents arrested 617 people and seized fentanyl powder, counterfeit pills, methamphetamine, cocaine, firearms, and assets worth close to $13 million. The Trump administration designated the Mexico-based Sinaloa cartel, along with 7 other groups, as a foreign terrorist organization.
Do you remember where you were when the 9/11 attacks occurred?
Probably in a crib.
There you go. I was on the air and covering this. In fact, I just cannot believe how many years has zipped by. 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks will be marked this week. So how are educators and parents teaching kids about it? Pretty interesting. Tanya J. Powers has more.
The 9/11 Memorial and Museum offers resources for educators teaching their students about the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks. Museum President Beth Hillman says a new film is available as part of their digital learning experience.
We make it available free of charge to teachers and students everywhere, and our educators actually run a live call-in, educational opportunity for students and other learners who want to call in while they're watching that on 9/11 to ask questions about it.
Hillman says 100 million Americans are too young to remember 9/11.
They're hungry for more information. They want to know how people responded and where they were, and honestly, where they are now, 24 years later.
You can find out more at 911memorial.org. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Virginia voters are heading to the polls to elect a successor to late Representative Jerry Connolly. The election has national implications, with Democrat James Walkinshaw widely expected to defeat Republican Stuart Whitson. The results have implications for Speaker Mike Johnson's majority count.
All right. ICE, as we speak right now, launching its latest crackdown on illegal migrants in Chicago. The roundup called Operation Midway Blitz is targeting criminals across Illinois. Garrett Teeny has more from Chicago.
We are outside the ICE facility that is serving as the main processing site for Operation Midway Blitz. We have already had activity here this morning with federal agents bringing in folks that have been arrested. To kick off this operation, DHS released this list of 11 criminal illegal aliens, some of the worst of the worst they are targeting. Gang members, drug traffickers, kidnappers, and rapists who are now out on the streets because of the city and state sanctuary policies. Activists are pushing back on that, though, and argue those kinds of criminals are the minority and that ICE is mostly targeting regular, hardworking folks who are here illegally but haven't broken any other laws.
Fox News.
Detectives, I'm Tom Graham. The Justice Department charging a man with a lengthy arrest record in the deadly stabbing of a 23-year-old Ukrainian refugee, Arina Zarukha. Video shows her being targeted on a North Carolina commuter train last month.
The maximum penalty for this federal crime is life in prison without parole or the death penalty.
U.S. Attorney for Western District North Carolina, Russ Ferguson. The White House also weighing in. Spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt.
This monster should have been locked up, and Arina should still be alive.
DeCarlos Brown Jr. is also charged with first-degree murder at the state level. Chief Justice John Roberts clearing the way for the Trump administration to freeze billions in foreign aid payments for now. The move puts on hold a lower court ruling that required the White House to spend the nearly $5 billion in Congress-approved funding. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Ben Johnson talked a lot of smack this offseason. He first took a shot at Matt LaFleur and then laughed at the tush push because he claimed it isn't an explosive play. Well, in Ben Johnson's debut as Bears head coach, he didn't manage his timeouts correctly, then didn't handle the last kickoff correctly, and blew a double-digit lead at home. I know it's only one game, but Ben Johnson failed at his coaching debut, and if I'm being honest, it was actually nice to see him get served a slice of humble pie. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to do timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-761-0000. That's 800-761-0000. 800-761-0000.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. Tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And I still have got over you, yeah.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
All righty. Well, Century residents may see lower property taxes next year. The town council has tentatively approved a $9.2 million budget with a tax cut. Final decisions on the 25-26 budget and millage rate will be made at a public meeting on September 22nd at Town Hall.
Number two.
Several fees in Santa Rosa are scheduled to increase. Santa Rosa County staff presented proposals for adjustments to park fees, boater registration fees, animal service fees, hangar rental fees, and engineering review fees. Commissioners set to review these options during this coming Thursday's meeting.
Number three.
And at the September 4th Escambia board meeting, County Administrator Wes Moreno recommended ending the ITL contract over unpaid fuel bills and unauthorized trips. ITL provides public transportation for people with disabilities. The board has asked Moreno to renegotiate the contract before its possible termination on September 30th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Escambia deputies arresting four people on burglary charges during the last couple of days. Sheriff Chip Simmons says the two cases were unrelated. In one case, deputies responded to a business burglary at a tire shop on Highway 29.
We get a call over the, I think about 2 days ago, that there was someone that looked like they were breaking into Dave Howe Tires. Our deputies found the suspect in hiding behind a church nearby, talked to him, and then investigators interviewed him. Ended up going to a house, retrieved some of the stolen property from a previous burglary of Dave Howe Tires, and we also arrested another individual.
Well, Simmons says in the other case, deputies were called to a reported vehicular burglary. Deputies were able to identify suspects using footage from a nearby Ring camera to make two arrests. Simmons says the overnight crew doing a pretty darn bang-up job while the community sleeping at night.
And starting next month, the city of Milton says they will intensify efforts to remove abandoned and inoperable vehicles from city limits. This city says that their initiative aims to enhance neighborhood safety and improve the community's appearance. Officials say vehicles without current tags or that wouldn't be legally drivable will be targeted. Any non-operable vehicles need to be stored in a garage or behind a fence.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Turn back the clock to 1985, not only for the release of Back to the Future. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. Monday Night Football at Soldier Field in Chicago. The Bears honored their 1985 Super Bowl champion team at halftime, arguably the greatest team in NFL history. It wasn't the only 1985 reference in the first Monday Night game of the season. For the first time in 40 years, an NFL quarterback making his first start in a regular season game led his team back from 10 points or more down in the fourth quarter to win.
McCarthy. Pass is caught, spinning grab by Aaron Jones. And somehow, some way, the Minnesota Vikings are on top.
On ABC at ESPN, Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy had a slow first start. He threw an interception in the first half, returned for a Bears touchdown. But in the second half, McCarthy completed 8 of 12 passes for 95 yards and two touchdowns. He also ran for a 14-yard score in the final quarter that put Minnesota in front 27-17 before the Bears got a short TD pass from Caleb Williams. But Minnesota hung on to win 27-24.
J.J., your NFL debut here in your hometown, your family in the stands. You said you weren't going to think about any of that until postgame.
It's surreal. You know, your first NFL win, and, you know, I just can't be more proud of the guys up front. The defense, they were, you know, it was struggling the first half for us offensively, and they had our back, you know, in the kicking game.
Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy with ABC at ESPN. Yeah, the kicking game. Vikings kicker Will Reichard booted a 59-yard field goal, longest of his career, tied the longest ever at Soldier Field. The Vikings have won their last six games at the Bears' home, a team record. Two nights from tonight, Week 2 kicks off in Green Bay between the 1-0 Packers and 1-0 Commanders. Sunday, the 49ers visit the Saints. San Francisco quarterback Brock Purdy, not definite to play, has a serious toe injury, also a bad shoulder. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the Eagles are bolstering their backfield at the expense of a Florida franchise. ESPN reports the team acquired Tank Bigsby from the Jaguars yesterday in exchange for fifth and sixth round picks in next year's draft. The running back racked up more than 750 yards to go with seven touchdowns last season. Bigsby is also a reliable kick returner, averaging almost 30 yards per run back in his career.
All right, Austin, a family member of an NBA star was killed recently. Jared Max has this story for us.
The older sister of Minnesota Timberwolves 6-year veteran forward and center Naz Reid was killed Saturday morning in Jackson, New Jersey, fatally shot by a man she had been dating. Tariah Reid was 28 years old. Ocean County, New Jersey prosecutors charging Shaquille Green with murder and two weapons charges. He was jailed. Green allegedly shot Tariah Reid several times. The 2023-24 NBA Comeback Player of the Year, Naz Reid, is from New Jersey. His former Timberwolves teammate Karl-Anthony Towns, who also grew up in the Garden State and currently plays for the New York Knicks, wrote on social media, "Heartbroken. No words can ever take away the pain from my brother. Holding everyone close in prayer today." Jared Max, Fox News.
And the Denver Broncos, along with state and local leaders, say they say that their preferred site for a new stadium will be within the city and county at historic Burnham Yard. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says this will be a privately funded world-class stadium that will open up the neighborhood around the historic rail yard for development, while the existing stadium site can be reimagined as a thriving community in West Denver.
Here's today's health news.
Yeah, the Denver story there. Right now, that football stadium is sitting in what they call the Wazee Plain. And it's right by the freeways there. And they're moving it a little bit north, northeast of where that field currently stands there. Amazing. They're going to build another park in Denver. Mile High is a legendary stadium.
It is. It's a well-known place.
Okay. A new study finding that warming in the U.S. has Americans seeking a sweet escape. John Saucier has the report.
When the temperature rises, Americans, especially those with less money and education, drink lots more sugary beverages and eat a bit more frozen desserts. That amounts to more than 100 million pounds of added sugar consumed in the nation per year compared to 15 years earlier. This is all according to a team of researchers in the U.S. and the United Kingdom. When temperatures go between 54 and 86 degrees, the amount of sugar the average American consumes goes up by about 0.4 grams per degree Fahrenheit per day. John Saucier, Fox News.
And the use of face masks exploded during the COVID-19 pandemic, but most are thrown away as waste. Now, a new study out of England finds that the masks can release microplastics and chemicals causing problems for the environment and human health. The materials like polyethylene, polyester, nylon, and PVC don't break down easily and can accumulate over time. The study was published in the journal Environmental Pollution.
This is a very, very sad story. New details about a former University of Kentucky cheerleader accused of putting her baby in a trash bag in her closet is surfacing. Ashley Strohmeyer has the report.
21-year-old Lakin Snelling was apparently seen performing cheer routines and doing flips with the University of Kentucky stunt team in April. That's mere months before the Lexington, Kentucky Police Department took Snelling into custody after officers were dispatched for an unresponsive infant. But when officers got there, they found the infant in a trash bag, who was later pronounced dead at the scene. And according to investigators, Snelling identified herself as the baby's mother. And according to her arrest affidavit, allegedly admitted to giving birth and then cleaning up evidence of the delivery. Snelling has pleaded not guilty to abuse of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, and concealing the birth of an infant.
And the CDC raising awareness about the deadly kissing bug disease. The disease, also known as Chagas, comes from blood-sucking insects that transmit the illness. Chagas disease can cause severe fatigue in early stages, in addition to heart and digestive problems in the chronic stage. Illnesses have been reported in 32 states.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. There's a new study out today finding processed foods can be a danger to those who are sick. Lisa Brady has more in this House Call on Health.
A recent study suggests eating ultra-processed foods could hasten just about any type of death. The British study on patients ages 40 to 75 tracked diets of 187,000 people and finds that eating ultra-processed foods, especially if they contain certain additives, can speed up mortality occurring from any disease. The study published in the journal eClinical Medicine says five additive types were of particular concern: flavors, flavor enhancers, coloring agents, varieties of sugar, and sweeteners. Diets that contained 18% or more of processed foods showed increasing mortality risks. A diet that was 50% or more processed foods showed a 19% higher mortality risk. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's 4:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price in today, looking at that weather and local traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Discover. Do you know what's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide? If you guessed Discover, you guessed right based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. Once again, that is Discover. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, got several spots standing out. Your worst ones are going to be 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. We've been known to have issues there, but there is an accident report in that area that could be adding to it. Also got some backups on Davis Highway right as you're about to merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. That light giving us more trouble. And at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, be sure to look out for that. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Next several days are going to be sunny, mostly clear, but the highs are going to tick up. Come Friday, going to be sitting at around 92.
Yeah, for the next 7 days, zeros across the board for percentages of chance for rain.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking pretty good around here. Different story for the rest of the U.S. Rainy weather. We'll cover most of the U.S. with air quality alerts. And get this. You ready? You're going to like this one.
What's up?
Frost advisories. Also a concern for the northern cities.
How cozy.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has more in this Fox weather forecast.
Scattered storms will pop up over sections of the upper Midwest, northern plains, and northern Rockies, as well as areas stretching from the central plains down into the Gulf Coast and Florida. A stalled front offshore will also bring the potential for coastal flooding, rough surf, and beach erosion for the southeast and the mid-Atlantic. Meanwhile, air quality alerts are up for the northwest due to ongoing smoke from wildfires and frost advisories also posted for interior sections of the northeast. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Household income in the U.S. inched up ever so slightly last year. Hillary Barsky's back and has those numbers.
The income of the typical U.S. household barely increased last year, essentially matching its 2019 peak, according to Census Bureau data, as persistent high inflation offset wage gains. The report also showed that the highest-earning households received healthy inflation-adjusted income increases, while middle-to-lower-income households saw paltry gains. Median household income adjusted for inflation in 2024 was close to $84,000, which is a 1.3% increase from the previous year. That's a drastic contrast from 2014 to 2019, when the median household income rose nearly 21%. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Upwards of $1 trillion could be refunded if the Supreme Court agrees with lower courts that many of the so-called reciprocal tariffs are illegal, according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. The U.S. government has already collected $72 billion from the president's levies. UnitedHealth expects roughly 78% of its members to be enrolled in top-rated Medicare insurance plans next year. The U.S. health insurer released the news in a filing today. The CDC issuing a food safety alert over a salmonella outbreak linked to home delivery dishes that were made by Metabolic Meals. ABC News reports at least 16 people in 10 states have taken ill. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow up nearly 200 points, the S&P 500 gaining slightly, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ set a fresh record up by 80. Crude oil futures for October up 0.8%. They're currently below $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, tradition has won at Cracker Barrel. Let's put a lot of smiles on folks' faces around here. Yep, Cracker Barrel is pulling back from another update. Jenny Casola has this report on News Radio 92.3.
Cracker Barrel Old Country Store is suspending all restaurant remodels after the social media backlash that also resulted in the chain scrapping a new logo, bringing back Uncle Herschel. The restaurant chain posted on X, "You've shared your voices in recent weeks. Only 4 locations out of 660 restaurants have been renovated. If your restaurant hasn't been remodeled, you don't need to worry. It won't be." The New York Post says even before the logo change, corporate cost cutters were forcing restaurants to make meatloaf and biscuits the day before and reheat the food to save time. The Post says the penny-pinching food prep ideas have also been scrapped. Ginny Cosella, Fox News.
And U.S. workers are increasingly uncertain about being able to move to another job. In fact, that confidence has hit a record low, according to a survey from the New York Federal Reserve out yesterday. It found that 45% of workers thought they could get another job, down nearly 6 points from July and the lowest since the survey started in 2013. It comes as hiring has slowed across the country.
Well, the Taco Bell is ringing. It's why? Because TB is featuring a throwback menu from the 90s and 2000s for a limited time, getting a lot of folks excited around here. Here is the latest from Taco Bell.
The Mexican fast food chain is featuring fan favorite menu items from 2 decades ago with its new Decades Y2K menu. Today, Taco Bell will relaunch 5 of its most requested fan favorites from the 2000s, all priced under $3. The Caramel Apple Empanada, Cool Ranch Doritos Locos Taco, 7-layer burrito, double-decker taco, and chili cheese burrito. In recent months, fast food joints have changed up their menus, including rolling out discounts and featuring value meals to attract cash-strapped customers. Taco Bell will celebrate its Y2K menu with weekly Tuesday drops, where rewards members can snag exclusive merchandise. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And newly revised job growth figures are adding to concerns about the nation's economy. The Labor Department said today revisions to non-farm payrolls showed 911,000 fewer jobs than estimated were created for the year prior to March 2025. And the size of the drop surprised many experts following a weak jobs report for July.
Well, Apple revealed the next of its smartphone line today with expectations of the new iPhone 17, new watches, iOS updates, and more. In fact, I updated my phone this morning in celebration of this.
Really?
Well, yeah. I better do it. Eben Brown has more on this report.
Apple is expected to present a bunch of new iPhones today. They will all be listed as iPhone 17. One of the new phones is rumored to be an exceptionally thin smartphone labeled as iPhone Air, a brand seen before with thin iPads and MacBooks. Other rumors are for brand new Apple Watches, AirPods, a 4K Apple TV device, and an upgraded HomePod speaker. The presentation will stream live from the Steve Jobs Theater at Apple Park, the company's headquarters in Cupertino, California, and starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. Eben Brown, Fox News.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather this hour, followed by some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Papi, walking around our block is like walking around the world.
How do you mean?
My friend Kayla's from India, Lily's from China, and Beza's from Ethiopia.
We're lucky we live in a diverse community where people from different backgrounds live in the same neighborhood.
I like it.
To learn more about how the Fair Housing Act promotes diversity, visit hud.gov/fairhousing. The Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, and familial status. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery, so when people play, students win. Visit FloridaBrightFutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker about the wide variety of fee increases that the county is considering, from boating permits to engineering review fees to renting pavilions to dealing with stray animals. And many episodes of Days of Our Milton involving allegations of racism, perversion, nudism, and MRSA. Seriously, you can catch all of the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Don't run.
Pensacola right now.
.455 heads up, Pensacola. Yeah, you headbangers out there. Billy Idol. Wonder what ever happened to Billy Idol.
I don't know.
Kind of went silent there. Crickets from Billy Idol. Austin Price has no crickets problem. Not at all. He's in with the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
I really don't have a problem with it today because I got a lot going on the roads here. Let's see. We'll just touch on the hardest hitters for you. Right now, we've got an accident report on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also have an accident report. This is going to be on Highway 90 near East Spencerfield Road, causing just a little bit of congestion there. Outside of those couple of accidents, worst-looking spots are going to be the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road, and we also got some backups on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess as well. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Going to be sunny, mostly clear over the next several days. And as a result, we're going to see the highs start to creep back up into the 90s.
Here's today's pop culture news.
One of country music's biggest award shows has released their nominations. Fox's MP is in with the report.
25 CMA Awards nominations put women front and center. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be. Lainey Wilson, Ella Langley, and Megan Maroney top the list with 6 nominations each. Close behind is Zach Topp with 5. Riley Green and Cody Johnson scored 4 apiece. Morgan Wallen, Chris Stapleton, and Luke Combs landed 3 each. This year's Entertainer of the Year race features Wallen, Wilson, Stapleton, Combs, and Johnson. Wallen, last year's winner, is also up for Male Vocalist and Album of the Year for I'm the Problem. The 59th annual CMA Awards air live from Nashville's Bridgestone Arena, November 19th on ABC, and stream the next day on Hulu. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And speaking of celebs here, Lady Gaga will extend her Mayhem Ball tour into next year. She will kick off the 2026 dates on Valentine's Day in Glendale, Arizona. The tour will take Gaga to a total of 11 cities across North America, including L.A., Austin, and New York City. It'll wrap up on April 10th in St. Paul, and ticket pre-sales start tomorrow, with general on sale set for September 15th.
Okay, I was watching the LSU-Clemson game last weekend, and the camera panned over to the LSU band, and they highlighted a guy playing a tuba.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay, 67 years old. Did his professional career, retired. Said, heck, I want to go back to school. Mm. I want to, experience the college life.
No harm in that.
No. Well, an aspiration of a lifetime for a retired accountant who's now part of Louisiana State's prestigious marching band. Go Tigers. Okay, this story from Sue Guzman.
Kent Broussard is living proof you're never too old to live your dream. For years, he wanted to gain a spot on the Grammy-nominated marching band that has played at events all around the world. So after retirement, he applied for and was accepted to Louisiana State University as a student, and he relearned his favorite instrument, a 30-pound sousaphone. He played the sousaphone in high school and at Louisiana University till he graduated, but that was back in 1980. Last weekend, he took to the field of Tiger Stadium during the football team's home opener and became the marching band's oldest member ever. Broussard saying, "I'm just a 66-year-old guy who wants to play music." Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Okay, a former Disney star making a music comeback. You remember her, Hillary Duff. Remember her? Here's Michelle Polino.
Hillary Duff is returning to music with a new deal at Atlantic Records, her first album in a decade. The comeback will be captured in a docuseries from Sam Wrench, director of Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, and Billie Eilish Live at the O2. It will follow Duff as she records, rehearses, and prepares for her first live shows in over 10 years. Duff, who broke out with Lizzie McGuire and went multiple platinum with Metamorphosis, was last heard on 2015's Breathe In, Breathe Out, and her hit Wake Up recently toasted its 20th anniversary. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Scambia's legislative delegation holding a party tonight. Representatives Michelle Saltzman, Alex Andrade, and Senator Don Gates will be in session over at the Molino Community Center asking and answering a lot of questions. 6 o'clock, they kick it off. So if you want to check it out, I would encourage you to do so. For Austin Price, Chris Bryan, we'll be back in 12 on News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.